Hare Krishna. Krishna's guidance is never disruptive, it is always redemptive. In the start of the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna feels agonized, mortified, devastated at the prospect of participating in a fratricidal war which will leave most of his relatives dead. And he feels that such a war is not at all worthwhile. In 1.35 he states, Pitrai lokya rajasya heto kimnu mahikrute nihatya dhartha rashtranna ka priti sya janardana. So, apitrai lokya rajasya, that even for the rule of the three worlds, heto kimnu mahikrute, even for that purpose, I will not fight this war. This war won't be worthwhile. Then what to speak of for mahikrute, for this earth? Nihatya dhartha rashtranna. If we kill the sons of Dhritarashtra, who are our relatives, then ka priti sya janardana. What pleasure will there be for us when we have killed our own relatives? That's the point which Arjuna is asking. And actually, he uses the word Janardana. Janardana means one who is the maintainer of all living beings. The question here is, Krishna, you maintain all living beings, then why are you asking me to do something which will destroy so many living beings? Why are you giving me guidance that will really so disruptive? So, actually, Krishna responds to Arjuna by speaking the broad philosophy of the Bhagavad Gita. And therein he reveals how whatever Arjuna fears, that will happen if Arjuna does not follow Krishna's instructions. So, what will be disruptive is not Krishna's guidance, but rather negligence of Krishna's guidance. How is that? Actually, Krishna will tell in the third chapter of the Gita, that if the martial guardians of society do not do the responsibility of guarding society from unscrupulous elements, then people in general will also become irresponsible. And unscrupulous people will become even more brazen, even more fearless in doing more and more disruptive activities. So the war is being fought, Krishna tells Arjuna, not just to kill the Dhritarashtras for the sake of killing them, nor is it fought just for your greed of winning the earth or winning the heavens, winning the three worlds. It is being fought for restoring the order of dharma. Those who are ruling are adharmic. Duryodhana and the other Dhritarashtras were adharmic. And under their rule, dharma would become disrupted and that would cause far greater suffering. On the other hand, if Arjuna did the will of Krishna, then what would happen is, actually, he would be participating in the re-establishment of dharma. It is restorative, it is redemptive. He would be participating, Krishna's guidance is restorative and redemptive. It restores society on the path of dharma, and redemptive means gradually, if I'm following that kind of guidance, one will become redeemed, one will be situated at the spiritual level once again, where one will be truly happy. So, it is described later in the Bhagavad Gita how Krishna is the well-wisher of all living beings. Surudam sarva-bhutanam. And those who do his will also become the well-wishers of all living beings. That's told later in 12.13. Adveshta sarva-bhutanam maitra karuna evacha. So, when Arjuna understood actually how what was causing disruption and dejection and depression for him was his negligence of Krishna's will. And when he stopped neglecting Krishna's will, accepted Krishna's will, then what happened was he became jubilant. He became confident, jubilant, and he took up his bow and became ready to fight. So similarly, when we also, in our spiritual life, sometimes we feel that Krishna's guidance is causing disruption in our life. That, oh, this is going wrong, that is going wrong, these relatives are getting upset, that is happening. Now, temporarily it may seem like that, but we are souls, they are souls, and Krishna is the Supreme Soul. And the relationship at the level of the soul is the highest reality. That alone is the source of the highest happiness. And when we live at the level of the soul, not only do we experience the highest happiness, not only do we experience the shelter and the peace of Krishna's love, but we are also able to share that lasting shelter and peace with others. Just as Arjuna, by establishing the rule of dharma, enabled many, many people, millions of people in his kingdom, in the kingdom of the Pandavas, to live on the path of dharma. Similarly, by adhering to the path of dharma, not only will we be redeemed spiritually, but we will also become instruments to help others to become redeemed spiritually. And that's how we will understand that actually Krishna's love is never disruptive, even if it seems to be, no. So, actually, it is negligence of Krishna's guidance that will be disruptive. We will stay caught in our own mind's concoctions, oh, this is right, that is good, and we will never be able to understand what is the best thing for us. And so, when we focus on Krishna's guidance, then we will be redeemed and restored in our natural spiritual blissfulness. And we'll be able to similarly redeem and restore others also to that blissful state. Thank you. Hare Krishna.